Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I should have been a Girl Scout. Now, I was raised in the city where there was not much opportunity to get out and do things, but they did have scouting, and I wanted nothing to do with that, but I should have. Because if ever the power goes out and there's no kind of internet access or anything like that, I'd be the first one to die. I really should have been a Girl Scout. I can't start a fire. I can't put up a tent. And I realized my lack a few years back when there was a festival, but this was in Maryland. It was not on the beautiful shores of Ephraim where there was wind blowing and a nice cool breeze. This was a 90 plus degree weather, and a friend of mine had asked me if I would help her with her cosmetics table. Now, everyone else that went to this fair were dressed sensibly, but because it was cosmetics and fancy, we had to be dressed up with full makeup, hose, heels, the whole nine yards. Now, the problem was my friend also had not been a Girl Scout. And we had a tent, much like the tents you saw down at the shore yesterday. And we had to put up this tent. Now, we also, there was a beautiful grassy area. That's not where the tents went. They went on blacktop. And it was 90 plus degrees. Stinking hot, not a tree in sight, and my friend and I, in our heels, have to put up this tent. But we said, we're intelligent women, we can do this. And so we're struggling with the tent and not being proud. We see some men walk by and we say, could you help us? And they're, oh no, we don't know anything about putting up tents. Now, of course they did, but they didn't want to lose their show. So they're watching as we're struggling putting up tents, and I could see some smirks. An hour later, with the makeup dripping off our faces, we finally had the tent up, and we were so proud until the first gust of wind went and blew it over. Finally, some other women who were sensibly dressed and had been Girl Scouts came and helped us, and we got the tent up. I think by that time, 2 hours had gone by. I should have been a Girl Scout. When I read the story in Numbers where it talks about the people camping, I am so thankful that this church is not portable. The thought of breaking camp and breaking tent and then going wherever the cloud went, the people would have to go. I would have been the first to die. I thought it was nice when they'd have a stretch of a month, but sometimes they'd say when the sun came up, after they finished camping, they'd have to pull up camp again and the whole group go. And although I'm so happy that it's not a portable church, I love the image of the people of God on the move, always following the Spirit wherever it went. Isn't that a wonderful picture for today? When I think of our facility and all that's happened, I think of the church on the move, following the Savior everywhere he goes. And where does the Savior go? The Bible says that Jesus always went to the synagogue. The Bible says that when he spoke, he said, "The Spirit is upon me, and he's anointed me to preach good news." And that's what the church on the move does. We preach good news. We preach about the people who are oppressed that can be free by the power of the living God. We preach to those who are ill, and we ask the Lord to help them and bring healing to their lives. We comfort the oppressed. That's why the Christian church, I hope, goes into prisons, not in judgment, but in absolute love. The church on the move always throws its doors wide to everyone. And that's the challenge today. Although we're not portable, we have to be the church on the move. That means that every time there's a need, we meet the need, whatever it is. Every time the Lord says that we need to do something, we obey. Every time we see someone oppressed, we preach the gospel. The wonderful thing that Jesus said that I hope we all hear today is he said, I want to proclaim, I do proclaim, the year of the Lord's favor. And what year is that? It's this year. It's next year, if the Lord tarries. It's the year after that. Every day that we know Jesus is a day of the Lord's favor. Every year that we breathe life, it is the year of the Lord's favor. Christ came to liberate, and that is our job, to be the church on the move, to liberate those who need liberation, to pray for those, to mourn with those who mourn, to uphold everyone who comes in these doors. We are the church on the move. I love being in a historic church, because we have a storied history, and it's a wonderful history. The history is to remind us what God did in the past so that we can continue to the future. We are the church on the move. We have come in Christ's name to proclaim to this community the year of the Lord's favor. It starts today. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you have given us this wonderful ministry. We thank you for the people of the past who had the vision to build this wonderful community. We thank you for the present. We thank you for all of those who have worked to open these doors. And, O Lord, we pray that through your Spirit, we can be the church on the move for the future. And we ask that each and every day we will proclaim to somebody that this is the year of the Lord's favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you stand for our closing hymn, With Joyfulness and Longing?